Hey, now, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. We are living beyond 2020. There are so many amazing things happening just with folks getting healthier, with us getting stronger, with us taking a look at our finances, our businesses. I am excited about this season. This is the season of the harvest. The harvest is here. The time is now. There are a few things I want you to add or check off on your checklist of life and living. And I want us to work on these things together. I want us to keep moving towards the prize. I say, speak what you seek until you see what you say. Let me repeat that. Speak what you seek until you see what you say. I have been talking a lot about passive income streams and everything else that it's going to take for us to get to the next level. So as we talk about beyond 2020, as we talk about everything that it's going to take for us to not just get back to normal, but for us to exceed what was normal, for us to create a new normal that is better, that is bigger, that is more broad, that is beautiful, that embraces everything about who we are as people of color, and that gives us the ability to expand our gifts to help the world, to help others. So I want us to think about just a few things. One, are you looking at what you're spending right now? Just a reality check. I know for me, once things started opening up, I was spending a little more money. Let me be honest. I was spending a lot more money than I was accustomed to spending. When I was in the house for about a year and a half, I didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything, was stacking. As soon as we started going out, and I didn't go out much, but I know that the going out that I did do was way more costly than the staying in, going out for business dinners. Yes, they are a tax write-off, but I'm still spending the money. Going out for family vacations and business trips, as I call them. They are business trips for me. They're vacations for other people, but they are business trips for me. But just doing these things and moving through these things helped me to really see. Now, yes, I'm spending less money than I make. I'm spending way less money, but I was spending more money than I was used to spending. So I want everybody to just track what you are spending for the next 30 days. Track every single penny, every single dime, every single expense that you have. Don't say it's just. It's just is where all your wealth is. If you go back and add up all of your it's justs for the past year, your it's justs for the past couple of months, you'll find some tears there. Because if you're worried about money and you can't sleep and your money is funny, your change is strange, then if you go look at your it's just, it'll probably bring you to tears. So I don't want us to think it's just. I want us to own our power, and I want you to just go look at it all and start to track it all today. Number two, I also want you to think about real estate. Where do you sit in the area of real estate? Are you renting right now? Do you own a house that's too big or too expensive? Is it time for you to move up into a home that is going to be more fitting to your current needs, your family needs? What does that look like for you? Do not stay in the dark about real estate. I want you to go to buyahomewithlynn.info. Go to buyahomewithlynn.info. Sign up for my free class so that you can understand how to make home ownership work for you. It doesn't matter if your credit was bad. It doesn't matter if your income is spotty. It doesn't matter if you lack a credit score. There are people out there who have no credit score at all who do not realize that you actually have great credit when it comes to buying a home, because there are things that can be done to put you in position to own. So go to buyahomewithlynn.info and sign up for the free class. You can also make sure you have my number. You can text me your questions. You can text your home buying questions to me, and you can do that at any particular time. If you've got a question, if you're thinking of something, and you're trying to figure out what is your next step, then I want you to text your home buying questions to me at 818-651-8854, 818-651-8854. Text those questions to me now, okay? Do not stay in the dark. You can also go to that free class. So I want us to get our real estate straight. First, I want us to get that money straight. I want us to get that real estate straight. What does your estate look like right now? What does your estate look like? This is the third thing I want us to start thinking about. And I want us to add to our checklist as we are moving beyond 2020. We're moving beyond 2020. You know, COVID opened a lot of our eyes in many different ways. We learned new things about ourselves and each other. What does your estate look like? There are many people who unfortunately did not make it through the pandemic, who did not have their life insurance in order. They did not have their trust in order. They did not have their estate plan in order. And this is causing their families a significant amount of pain, distress. There's already grief associated with losing someone, but then we add financial disarray to it. We don't have to do that, okay? So if you're trying to get your estate in order, just go to asklynn.org. Go to asklynn.org so we can get you in the right place at the right time so that you can take a look at everything you have and make sure it's going where you want it to go. All my single mothers out there, beyond 2020 means that you are going to have an estate plan in place for your child. And that does not include simply naming your child as the beneficiary on your life insurance policy. As a matter of fact, that is almost the worst thing that you can do, okay? Your trust needs to be the beneficiary of your life insurance policy so those funds can be immediately distributed to your child if something happens to you, okay? If your child is listed as the beneficiary of your life insurance policy and that child is only 4 years old or 5 years old or 10 years old, then they don't get that money until they turn 18. And by that time, we have to wonder what has happened to their care during that time period. What has happened to their livelihood? What has happened to their activities? What has happened? There's already grief. We do not have to add financial disarray to grief. We don't have to do it, okay? So go to asklynn.org and just state your case. If you need help, if you don't have anything, if the only life insurance you have is on your job, you're in trouble. If the only life insurance or retirement strategy you have is on your job, then you are in trouble, okay? So you want to keep the resources that your job is supplying, but you also want to know what to do to expand it in the event that you lose that job. You want to get the best possible coverage while you are still young and while you are still healthy, okay? So we are living beyond 2020. It is time for us to pick up our bootstraps, to strap them on and to strap each other in and get to the next level together. The fourth thing I want you to look at is what is your investment strategy? It can start with something as little as $50 a month. $50 a month in your mutual fund or your 401k over 30 years, you are talking about $600,000+ that will be put away for you if you choose the right investments, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about so many things. I have assembled some of the greatest people on this earth, and we wrote a book together called Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst a Pandemic. Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst a Pandemic. You can get it at asklynn.org. And over time, I'm going to get these people out to you because they are building wealth just like you and I. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Okay, so we are living beyond 2020. Let me repeat myself. We're living beyond 2020. And on the Millionaires Roundtable, I have to say that I would not be doing my job if I did not introduce you to the people who helped me make it through and who are helping others make it through. So we got together, we wrote a book, Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst a Pandemic. Not thriving after the pandemic, not thriving, you know, 10 years or 20 years later, but thriving in the middle of it. So if you can thrive in the middle of it, you can certainly thrive beyond it. So without further ado, I am bringing to the Millionaires Roundtable my guest, Diane Beaudry. She is not only a beautiful, wonderful executive and woman of God, but she is a member of New Wealth University. She is a master financial coach trainee. She's got licenses. She's doing it. She's making it happen. But let me tell you her story. Let me tell you a little bit of what she said about her story before the pandemic. This is what she said. She said, for years, the everyday grind and hustle fueled my mornings. I had places to go, people to see, and things to do. There was never enough time to get it done. I relished in the business of it all. My morning meetings started at 5 a.m. and my nights ended at midnight. Now, I have to bring my sister Diane to the table. Welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable, Diane. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here today. It's such an honor to be with you and with your listeners.
You know, I had to stop there. There's so much more that you said in what you wrote, but you sound like me, except my morning start at 3 a.m. and don't end until midnight, which is absolutely, absolutely insane. So, you know, we are in, this is the season of the harvest. I say the harvest is here. The time is now. And I believe that if everybody can identify their own power, you don't even necessarily have to believe in it. But if you can identify your own power, then you can start to position yourself for the things that you believe for yourself and the things that God has for you. So first, Diane, please tell us about yourself and your business and your businesses.
Oh, absolutely. Well, like you said, I am a woman who loves God and I love life as well. I was born in Belize, very humbly raised, and moved to Chicago when I was 7 years old. It's there I learned a lot of life lessons about the hustle. I learned about the hustle and you had to work hard for what you wanted in life, right? So now I'm living in Houston with my wonderful husband. We have grown children that are out there doing their thing. And I have a lot of pride in the work that I do today in corporate America. I'm even more excited about what I do with my clients throughout the country. So in my business, I'm an author, a motivational speaker, a literacy coach, and most recently, I'm also helping folks to get their insurance in order.
Yes.
So it's just absolutely so rewarding to help people level up their human resources so that they can achieve their greatest potential. I also have an organization that's called the Stay Hungry Club. And not for food, Dr. Lynn. Stay Hungry is about having a zest for life, having better health, better wealth, and peace of mind. Really, it's designed for ambitious women like us, you know, who want to have the most out of life that it can give, and then also want to share with others what we learn. So in the Stay Hungry Club, folks have access to the tools that they need to be the best in their careers, their businesses, and their personal mission. So it all comes back to the core of having our highest potential achieved.
Wow. Wow. I love that. You know what I'm so grateful for? Because, you know, I have been doing this for a long time. And when you have been called to do something and you have so many people to do it for, I feel like a needle in a haystack. I feel like I'm a little small piece of a huge universe with millions and billions of people who need to be touched. And I'm only one person. But when I connect with people like you, it makes me realize that God is good. He is real. He's going to send me help. And I don't have to do it all by myself. So I thank you so much. Your chapter in Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst the Pandemic. The title of your chapter is It Took COVID to Open My Eyes. Let me ask you this question, Diane. What are you most what are you most passionate about?
I am most passionate about helping our people get out of unnecessary debt. We've been going way too long from generation to generation, and the debt just kind of grows from one family to the next generation to the next generation. So I'm passionate about putting a halt to all of that. I would love to help folks create multiple streams of income, learn how to grow our money tax-free, learn how to live off of tax-free income. And then last but certainly not least is just being able to have the tools we need to build wealth for generations to come. So not just like building the wealth, but also teaching them and showing them what that mindset looks like so that they can then pass that on, that knowledge on, and the wealth on to the generations that will follow. So I'm extremely passionate about sharing that.
So, you know, we connected during the pandemic. We were on lockdown, shut in, quarantine. You know, I never even imagined that I would have to stay in my house. What was it about the message that you heard that inspired you to get connected and stay connected? And I know this is maybe a little bit outside of the question, but what was it for you?
To get connected and stay connected. I was listening to this little birdie on my shoulder. I was telling me all of these negative messages, like I'm never going to be able to make it out of this pandemic. You don't have enough money. You don't have, you may lose your job. Your husband might lose your job, What are you going to do with, you know, nothing? Are you ready for it? So as all of these negative messages were coming in, and I just decided to take matters into my own hands and just start researching and seeing what kind of resources were out there, which is when I came across New Wealth University and started to take the classes. And I saw that it really doesn't have to be this way, that we really could change the trajectory. So it's just listening to those voices in my head and having the fear as to what could potentially happen if this pandemic were to go on too much longer.
So you wrote a very powerful message, and you talked about being basically a Wonder Woman, which is something that I know I can relate to and many women can relate to you. What inspired you to write about this specific lesson? Because you were, you know, again, up at 5 a.m., sleep at midnight, never enough to do.
Right.
Was striving, striving, striving. What inspired you?
I would say I had to listen to God and just shut it all down. Just shut it down. You know, it was just like I was caught up in the busyness of everything. And I could not appreciate what I had right there in front of me.
Woo!
I didn't even realize. It's like I had to learn my husband all over again.
Oh, my God.
We learned about what caused us to fall in love in the first place, because I was gone so many days out of the week traveling. I had to get to know my home all over again, my family, my neighborhood. I was like really appreciating every little thing because I wasn't in somebody's airport, somebody's hotel, you know, on somebody's boardroom meeting. It was really a time for serenity and peace and appreciation of everything that was around me.
Oh my God, girl, you are preaching to the choir. You know you have convicted me right in this moment. I'm like, oh Jesus, I had to learn who my husband was, where I lived, what the like all that stuff, what my place looked like. Thank you, God, for the pandemic. I am not thanking him for the deaths. I know that there are many people who have suffered I too, exactly. my godmother lost her life and so on and so forth. But I'm thanking him for the opportunity to slow down. You know what? We have so much more to learn from you. We have so much more to learn from you. So we're going to ask some more, we're going to ask some more questions right after the break. Don't turn that dial.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Okay, I've got Diane Beaudry. She is an executive. She's a life coach, a financial coach, and she made it beyond 2020. And she is one of my fellow co-contributors, sisters, authors. And you all know, I don't just deal with anybody. If I deal with somebody, it's because they are the real, okay? Can anybody say Attorney Deidre Woods Stokes? Can anybody say Curtis Monday? Can anybody say, you know, all the people that I have associated myself with are people who I know, one, have the love of God, and two, have the heart for you. And so it gives me great, great pleasure to continue to talk to you, my sister, Diane, about what motivated you during the pandemic and really what elevated you during the pandemic. Because I think, you know, we think about the pandemic as a time where so many things happened to us that we could not control and so on and so forth. And I believe that coming out of the pandemic, you will either be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. It all depends on which lane you put yourself in. Yes, absolutely. So can you tell me who would benefit? And going back, your message, it took COVID to open my eyes. And you talked about being on the road, moving. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is me. And I did it for so long, Diane. You know, my husband and I had an arrangement. You know, he combed the girls' hair. He and his mom, my mom got the kids to cheerleading practice. I knew at some point, now I did all of that for a certain amount of time. But then I was like, we got somewhere to be, and I'm the one to get us there. And I don't have time to be crying and sitting up here complaining about who gonna do it. God told me, Lynn Richardson, you can do it. So go do it. So that's what I did. I did it. And then I was in it. So tell me, who would benefit most from your message?
Well, I will tell you, anyone and everyone would benefit from reading the story, but it's going to be especially helpful to those who didn't have enough money to make it through, or if they had the fear of not having enough to make it through. There were a lot of folks who lost their jobs. They were laid off. They were furloughed. A lot of folks had medical bills to come up because of COVID. They weren't anticipating that, and maybe health insurance just didn't cover a whole lot, right? So for those folks that maybe thought that they were prepared for anything that came their way financially, but didn't realize until this pandemic hit that there was no way they would be ready, those people would benefit. And then for the folks that really thought that everything would be okay, and it was, there is somebody in your life who's experiencing some type of hardship from the pandemic. You can share with them that lesson that's coming through in the story. It would benefit them tremendously to learn what they can do, what we can all do, so that when the next disaster hits, we're ready for it. And we don't have to be living in fear or fear for our loved ones making it through. So that's basically just about everyone that would benefit.
Wow. Let me just ask you this also. What would you say is the single most important lesson that you've learned in the pandemic? Now that you have, I guess we've kind of moved through it to a certain degree, although we know it's still here. What's the single most important lesson that you have learned that you believe others can adopt for themselves?
Number one is to trust in God. There's a saying that you have, Dr. Lynn, I'd absolutely love, if God brought you to it, he will take you through it. So the first thing is absolutely to have trust and faith that you will survive and not feel like you're left alone. once you're past that, getting over that fear, it's that we have it within us to learn the lessons on how we can best equip ourselves financially to be prepared for instances like this, so that we can really focus on what matters the most, and that's our family, our loved ones, and those who mean the world to us. But you cannot spend time with them and love on them when we live in it, when our head is in a state of fear and anxiety. So take it upon yourself to own your financial state and do something about it now. Go to class, apply the lesson, and get prepared, because this will not be the last thing that has happened.
Oh, you just said it. This will not be the last thing. I think this is a test and a lesson for everybody. If you are here, it means you can pass the test, because we don't know what's coming in 2025 or 2030 or 2050. I plan on being here to at least 2090, which will make me 120 years old. Okay. That's what I plan on being here. I don't know. Y'all can laugh if y'all want to. But I will send you the news flash when I get there. But if we've got, because here's what happens, Diane. Lots of people think, I'm 30 years old, I messed up. Mm-hmm. I'm 40 years mm-hmm. old, I messed up. Yeah. I'm 50 years old, I messed up. I'm 60 years old, I messed up. What y'all don't realize is the first 20, and for most people, 30 years of your life don't even count. So if you're 60, right, and if your life expectancy is 90, you still got another 30 years to make it right. If you're 50 and your life expectancy is 90, you got 40 years. Can you think about 40 years? Look at your last 40 years. 10 of them, you weren't even an adult. So you don't even, that part don't even count. So what happens to us, Diane, is we think I'm 40, and we start to count the part of our life that don't even count. The first 20 years don't count, because you ain't had no control.
Right.
You were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got 20 and you did not get a rule book. So from 20 to 30, don't count. So
that's
if
right.
you're 40, really, you only had 10 years of real experience. So now if you're 50, you can take that and move with it. And I just think we need to give ourselves some credit. We need to give ourselves some lenience. And we need to give ourselves, Ephesians 3:20 says, God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask, according to his power at work in you. That means the power got to work. And if you are
that's right.
lamenting and regretting and beating yourself up over the mistakes you made during the time when you weren't even real. Diane, I was not real when I was living Check Monday. I was a baby.
Yes.
I was a baby fool. That's not who I am. So what I get to do is look at that and now live the life that God has given me. So I'm just so thankful for you. I'm so sorry that I went off on a tangent in my little sermon. Here's what I want to know from you.
It's so true, though.
What was
to hear it.
So you wrote this chapter in Beyond 2020 for everybody who wants to get it. You can go to give us your website, Diane.
It is www.dianebowdery.com. And if I can spell that, that's DianeBowdry.com.
Why don't you tell us how our listeners can reach you for a consultation? First, tell us what you do. What can you help them do? And how can they reach you for a consultation?
Absolutely. So I give financial literacy coaching and counseling. So I help you to get your money right and get out of whatever the bad situation is. If it's living above your means, if it's needing multiple streams of income, if it's getting money tax-free, I will help you and get a pathway set up for you that's strictly just customized to what your need is. I also work with folks to get them insurance so that we can set them up with generational wealth for protection while they're living and after they pass. Also able to help folks with their career decisions as a part of the multiple streams of income. I'm very passionate about those folks who choose to work and also have their own business. So we can set up a consultation to go over what your need is. I can be reached at DianeBowdery.com, and we can schedule 30 minutes to see what the need is, and then we can schedule time after that for one-on-one coaching to go through a specific pathway that's going to get you where you want to go.
Let me tell you something, y'all. You want to get to the next level in life? You can't get there without a coach. You know, I thought I was the goose that laid the golden egg. I could not get there without a coach. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. Child, I thought I was it. I thought when God made me, he stopped. Child, please. That was the beginning of my demise. Because God is real. He is awesome, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. And he is God all by himself. Yes. And that did not mean God plus Lynn Richardson. So I had to realize I had to get coaching. And then I had to realize when I was in the presence of greatness. And I had to. Now, I don't sell my soul to nobody. But I do acknowledge when I am in a space when I can learn. Can you learn? And answering that question means you need to also address the second question. One, can you learn? And if you cannot, then learn how to learn. Will you learn? Okay, because lots of us get knowledge, but we don't do anything with it. Knowledge is not power until it's put into action. Okay, knowledge is not power until it is put into action. So can you learn? Will you learn? And then will you apply what you learn? Okay. Now, some of us try to learn and can't. Then get some help with that. I had a post where I told the people to read. Now, if you want to know something, if you want to figure out how to get it done, you're going to have to read. You're not going to be able to get around reading. It's not just going to be handed to us. It's not just going to be dropped in our laps. We've got to go and get what God has for us now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. The harvest is here and the time is now. And yes, we are living beyond 2020, beyond 2020. That's what it's all about, taking those lessons and turning them into blessings. So I want to share with you, I think, a checklist that's going to help us get to the place where this can truly be in the past, but it will be the power in the present moment. And I'm talking about it will be in the past, in the future. This will be in the past, but it will be power in the present because these are life lessons that literally only come once in a century, perhaps, or for many folks, several generations, can make it through and not have to experience this. So these are some valuable lessons. This is what we call the beginning of an era. And what I want you to do in the beginning of this era, as we move beyond 2020, as we keep thriving and striving beyond 2020, is just to take these things with you. One, wake up every day thanking God, being thankful for what it is that has already happened. You know, we can look at any day. We can look at any scenario. I can look at every single thing in my life and I could find some fault with it. If not fault, I can find an area of it that I want to improve. There's not a business that I have that, you know, could not benefit from something being improved, even if it's just a technological program or system. But the truth is, until we embrace what it is that we already have, because see, when you lose life's basic thrills, when you lose life's basic privileges, when you lose life's basic freedoms, it really, really, you know, gives us an eye to see what it is that we actually already had and do have and need to be thankful for every single day. So the first thing is to wake up every single day thanking God and having gratitude. If you are driving in your car and the traffic is moving too slow, be thankful that you are in a car. Be thankful that you're in traffic and not an accident. Be thankful that you have some place to go. Be thankful that someone is waiting on you, even if it's a job you don't like. Be thankful that you have a job, because there are people who want a job and cannot get one. I've been there and I've done that too. I know what that looks like. I know what that feels like. I understand what that is. I understand survival mode. I understand desperation. So gratitude elevates the attitude. I've been saying that so much. All right. So beyond 2020, what are the lessons? To thank God every single day, wake up with gratitude. The second thing is be in the present moment. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough problems of its own. Work right now today in the present moment to make it the best moment possible. If you're worried about what you got to do next, just make the next best decision right now. One of the best things I've ever heard Oprah say is don't worry about decision number 12. Make the next best decision now. And then when you get to the next decision, then you'll make that next best decision. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
We're talking about the checklist for living beyond 2020. One was to wake up every single day and be thankful and grateful. Number two, we are to be in the present moment, not worrying about the next moment and the next one and the next one. Be in the present moment. I have had such a great time just enjoying life itself. I too have had lots of loss, friends who have lost family members. And what it has really shown me, and we've said it all the time, tomorrow is not promised. But let me tell you, it is real. It is real. So being in that present moment. The last thing I'll say just for today in our Beyond 2020 checklist is to keep writing. Thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. Keep writing. Keep thinking. Keep dreaming. Allow the things that are inside of you to come out of you. As a matter of fact, the word of the day is to write the vision and make it plain so the reader can run with it. And we've talked about reading. We've talked about believing. And guess what? The reader is you. Because sometimes you have a dream, but it simply doesn't come to manifestation because it's not written anywhere. There is no plan for it. There are things that I wrote in 2006 that have come to pass exactly as I wrote them and beyond. If I did not have the writings, and you could tell I wrote them a long time ago because the pages are all battered and so on, I don't even know if I'd have as much power today to keep on keeping on. All right. So thank you so much to my good friend, David Duster, a descendant of Ida B. Wells, who told me many, many, many years ago, he said, Lynn, I want you to write everything, document. It was on my upward, you know, path toward success. He said, write it all. He said, so you can believe it when it happens. Write it all so you can see where you're going to be. And if I had not written it all, woo. So then it goes back to gratitude. I go back and look at what I wrote. I also was writing at that time where I was. Sometimes I wasn't happy. Sometimes I was sad. Sometimes I was hopeful. Sometimes I was prayerful. Sometimes I was impatient. And to see it all come to pass. So write the vision. Make it plain so the reader can run with it. That is the book of Habakkuk. I think I'm saying that right. All right. It's your season. The harvest is here and the time is now. It is yours for the taking. We're living beyond 2020. And one day, this will be a pleasant but distant memory. And for some of us, hopefully, we can operate in gratitude and have the experience now. The harvest is here and the time is now. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media, at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show, at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I'm not sure.